Angel Mom Mendoza to Jill Biden, Meet Me at the Cemetery to See Heartbreak. By John Binder on December 23, 2019. Angel Mom Marianne Mendoza, whose son was killed by an illegal alien, is slamming former Second Lady Jill Biden after she handed out Christmas gifts to children in Mexico whose asylum cases are being processed in the United States. As Breitbart News reported, Jill Biden toured a migrant camp across the U.S.-Mexico border from Brownsville, Texas, where about 2,000 migrants are currently residing. Those migrants are waiting in Mexico as part of President Trump's Remain in Mexico policy while their asylum cases are being processed. The policy has stopped mass asylum fraud. "It's heartbreaking," Jill Biden said of visiting the camp. "It's really heartbreaking. Across the river is the flag of the United States. The flag of the United States offers people hope. They're bringing their families and their loved ones here for hope of a better future and a better life for themselves." In response, Mendoza said Jill Biden should meet me at the cemetery if she wants to experience and see heartbreak close up. Mendoza's son, 32-year-old police officer Brandon Mendoza, was killed in May 2014 by a drunk illegal alien who was driving the wrong way down a highway in Mesa, Arizona. Jill Biden is the first spouse of a 2020 Democrat presidential primary candidate to travel to Mexico to visit foreign migrant children, and the first to hand out Christmas gifts. Months ago, 2020 Democrat Julian Castro escorted foreign nationals to the U.S.-Mexico border in an effort to get them released into the interior of the country. As Breitbart News reported, though, all those escorted to the border by Castro were returned to Mexico. Every year, about 2,000 Americans are killed by illegal aliens, according to an analysis by Representative Mo Brooks, RL. Of the roughly 150,000 federal inmates in Bureau of Prisons custody, more than 40,000 are illegal aliens, indicating that more than 25% of the federal prison population came to the U.S. illegally. Only about 10% of the incarcerated population is in federal custody, with the remaining 90% in state and local custody. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.